in 40% of dead people who, if you touch their feet, the foot will recoil. There are spontaneous acts by dead brain people.
That's right. That's Supreme Court Justice Obama pick Sonia Sotomayor defending abortion by saying if you tickle a dead person's foot, they'll flinch. And there are dead brain people out there making decisions on the Supreme Court. Something like that. Dead brain people, not brain dead people. Dead brain people. The highest level of education and professional success available on the planet Earth. Doesn't always work out as hoped. There she is. Amazing. Did you see, you know, the Bette Midler tweeting a slur at Senator Joe Manchin and all the people of the state of West Virginia about being illiterate? Well, a brief review of literacy rates by state finds that West Virginia's adult literacy rate is higher than California's adult literacy rate, higher than New York's adult literacy rate. And, of course, California has more junkies and more poor people than West Virginia. They have a lot more people. In West Virginia, for the most part, you're not stepping over, you know, the dead laying on the sidewalks like they are up and down the California coast. But pay no attention to that. Bette Midler, they're just, you know, it's the Bette Midler's West Virginia slur proves she's illiterate. The headline in the New York Post today. A little bit of backlash. She tried to take it back a little, but you really can't take it back. You know, it's the flyover country stuff, the arrogant coastal elites. You know how they are. And they're in charge of way too much. You know, that massacre, that racist that massacred people in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Boy, the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, couldn't get away from that story fast enough. Am I right? Of course I'm right. And you think they're going to, you know, have, they had cameras in the courtroom for Kyle Rittenhouse, right? So we know that cameras are allowed in the courtroom. See any cameras, any requests from the media for cameras in the courtroom to carry that trial of the mass murder by the racist, crazy, militant person who committed a massacre? No, no big deal. Because it's the flyover massacre, the flyover massacre. Pay no attention to any of that. I do love the Babylon Bee, the Babylon Bee headline. Pelosi disappointed, we'll never get to find out what was in Build Back Better bill. You know, because Pelosi said you got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. And now we didn't pass the bill, so we don't get to find out what's in it. Pelosi, that's the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee did an interview with the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. Elon Musk. And I've got to say, he seemed like a pretty normal person. In the scheme of things, it wouldn't be easy when, you know, you got all these people nipping at your heels all the time and everything. But we got that. And the Biden family, you know, they got a new dog because their old dog was biting everybody all over the place because it's a dysfunctional household. You think they're sending anything to their grandchild in Arkansas for Christmas this year? Be the nice thing. I wish I had an address. I'd send something nice down to the child. Navy Joan Roberts is the name of the seventh grandchild of Joe Biden. You know, his crackhead son, Hunter Biden, knocked up the stripper down. She was a K Street stripper here in Washington. I'm sure she's a very nice woman. And impregnated her and then lied about it and denied it. And a paternity test was required by the court. And then it was proved that he was lying and he was the father and that he was lying. And now we have the, what is she, two, probably coming up on 3 years old, Navy Joan Roberts, the seventh grandchild in the. And remember at the White House, they had six Christmas stockings hanging off of one of the fireplaces in the White House for the names of the six grandchildren, leaving out the seventh grandchild. And then Joe Biden was asked about his grandchildren, and he said he has five grandchildren. And then Dr. Jill Biden, not a doctor at all, said they have six grandchildren. And in reality, they have seven grandchildren, but they're not accepting the existence of the seventh grandchild. Probably turn out to be the best among them. Chances are good, actually. Pretty good. But, you know, Christmas time in the Biden household, a little complicated. Hey, bring in the grandkids. How many are there? Five, six, seven, We really don't know. We can't count that high. They're in charge of the economy. That's why things are going the way they are. Speaking of which, the headline, and it's kind of funny, it was a CNN headline. Get a load of this. Biden's economic ratings are worse than Carter's. Worse than Jimmy Carter's numbers. President Joe Biden is struggling in the midst of, in the minds of the American public, CNN writes. While his approval rating is down on a slew of issues, his difficulties are perhaps most noticeable on the economy. Biden now sports the lowest net economic rating of any president at this point through their first term since at least Jimmy Carter in 1977. The latest CNN poll, this is the only reason they had to put it out, and they had some guy write the story up that nobody's ever heard of. His name is Harry Enten. Harry Enten. You ever hear that? They don't have one of their anchors writing up the results of this poll. Harry Enten. They'll probably be shot in the parking lot after they do this. The latest CNN poll, Biden comes in with a 44% approval rating to 55% disapproval rating among registered voters on his economic performance. This makes for a negative 9-point net approval rating. The average of all polls taken in December is quite similar, with Biden at a negative 13 points on the economy. Comes out much better in the CNN poll because they weight it toward Biden and the Democrats, naturally. To put that in perspective, Harry Enten writes, the average president at this point in the last 44 years has had a net economic approval rating of plus 5. See, he's at minus 9. Normally, you're at plus 5. That means Biden is 18 points worse than average. See, this is, I'm not sure the math actually pans out on that, but that's what CNN writes. At plus 5 versus minus 9 looks like 14, but they say 18. So again, you know, they're professional reporters. They have editors and fact checkers and stuff, so I'll take their word for it. The best rating, perhaps unsurprisingly, belonged to George W. Bush, they say, following the September 11th attacks by radical Islamic jihadi troglodytes from hell that murdered all those people with airplanes. He was at plus 37 points at a time when his approval rating on all issues were high, thanks to the rally round the flag effect. They put rally round the flag in quotation marks. So they try to dismiss his positive approval ratings because, you know, they're in the business of, you know, being Democrats first, and pretty amazing. So that's not good news for them. And then the dog, they had to send the dog off to rehome the dog. You know, like you re-gift a Christmas package. They have rehomed their dog, according to, that's the thing with these people. Pretty amazing. All right, let's go to Lunch Bucket Joe from yesterday. Not a bright man, not a good man. And we want to get to Elon Musk being interviewed by the people at the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee. And they asked him about important things, actually, like comedy and Saturday Night Live and The Onion. Does The Onion still exist? He explains why nobody talks about them anymore. Here's Lunch Bucket Joe. He did something very unexpected. And he gave credit to Donald Trump and the Trump administration for, in record time, producing three vaccines that, you know, are seen as saving the world. But for what are we, 10 months plus into the Biden presidency? Not once, and this is kind of the biggest issue, not once has he given credit to President Trump. And he didn't name him yesterday, but Biden did. It might have been accidental. Say, well, you know, that it wasn't just us. The vaccines came from, you know, another administration.
Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine.
Wow. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community. You know, our scientific community has pills, Pfizer and Merck, that would help as a medication when you're infected with the virus that came out of Wuhan, China. It would be nice if you brought industry together and fast-tracked that, and we could save thousands and thousands of lives. What do you think? And then he attacked, I guess, Fox News. He didn't name Fox News, but He's not sure what Fox News is. He wouldn't know where to find it on the cable dial. He wouldn't be able to identify anybody on the screen. He's, you know, his brain. She's a broke. She's a no good. Joe Biden yesterday attacking the media for misinformation, disinformation, like all that stuff about Russian collusion. And remember all the misinformation about the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, being Russian disinformation. That was a misinformation and disinformation campaign led by Penitentiary Face Brennan, who was CIA director under the Obama-Biden administration. Joe Biden yesterday.
The unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices.
That's true.
But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media.
Or not.
You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters.
Why would they do that?
It's wrong.
Wrong.
It's immoral.
It's immoral.
I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it.
I call on these
stop
purveyors.
Stop it now.
You stop it. You stop it right now. Otherwise, I'm going to come over to your house and I'm going to drop you like a bad habit. I'm going to treat you like corn pop, pomading your hair. Hey, Esther, you need to wear a bathing cap. Geek, geek, geek. And they had a straight razor and I had to go out in a 6-foot chain. And it was the man is bat guano crazy. You put your back in chains. This is and then his Christmas wishes. You've seen the memes going around on the internet with the Christmas cards with Joe Biden wishing all Americans, you and all Americans and your family, a winter of severe illness and death, because that's his thing: severe illness and death. Just amazing. And so I guess he's attacking Fox News and whatever. Maybe we should have Twitter crack down more. We should have more crackdown. Who was it yesterday? We had more calls. We had AOC calling for a crackdown on the Senate. On the Senate. Very fascist, very third world, very militaristic. A crackdown on the United States Senate. Where do they find these people? She should be teaching Holocaust studies in the D.C. public schools, I think. Here's Joe Biden yesterday. He took 4 questions, and he was confused the whole time, and he was facing sideways the whole time. And then he said, oh, wait a minute, I forgot. There's an episode of Hazel on. I'm not even supposed to be here.
Well, I'm not supposed to be having this press conference.
Then he walked away, and he bumped into the wall because he is not a bright man. This guy is, boy, is he something. He is just almost unbelievable, but not quite. All right, let's go back to the phones, Michael. Let's go to, let's see, ba-ba-boom, ba-da-bing, ba-da-bida-ba-boom. What the heck? Let's go to Marcus calling from the great beautiful state of Idaho. Marcus, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Marcus. Happy Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. I called in because I wanted to somebody to make a 2.5-foot lawn gnome that has the face of Greta Thunberg frowning. And when she's triggered, she says, "How dare you!
How dare you!
You have ruined my childhood!"
I can't believe you said that, because when we saw on the screen idea for a Greta von Thunberg lawn gnome, and Michael and I were talking about it just before we came to you, and we said, and it should have a motion sensor on it, and when somebody walks by it, it should have Greta Thunberg lines.
How dare you?
And every time you walk by, like, you know, and then your Aunt Ruth walks by and the lawn gnome, the Greta von Thunberg lawn gnome says,
"This is all wrong."
I think that is a great idea. I hope someone takes that. We should make these, Marcus, and sell them on the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's amazing internet, because that is a great idea. Greta von Thunberg lawn gnomes.
You do that, and I'll buy one.
I tell you. Listen, Marcus, thank you very much. I wanted to get you on because it's a funny idea, and I didn't want to poach it from you. I wanted to let you get it in there. Greta von Thunberg lawn gnome with a motion sensor on it, and when you walk by, Greta barks something at you. Like,
my opinions on this doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, like blah, 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 build back better, blah, blah, blah. That'd be funny stuff. I like that. Also, don't forget the Chris Plant store. We now have Disobey. Disobey, you got to see it. It's got part green, I got Christmas on my mind, Christmas ornaments in front of me. You know, part blue and part red, Disobey. We've got Remember Normal. We've got, you know, Let's Go Brandon. And I was thinking that we have FJB also. We have all kinds of great stuff at the Chris Plant store. It's on Al Gore's Amazing Internet. Full of fun gift ideas and fun for the whole family, really.
Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, now our colleague Jane brought me a fun item today. There are candles you can buy on Al Gore's Amazing Internet. They're like glass jar candles with a picture of Joe Biden on the candle. And it says, Biden's flickering cognitive ability. Biden's flickering cognitive ability. You buy them for your Democrat friends. They always have a good sense of humor about this stuff. They think this kind of thing is hilarious. Yeah, they have them on Etsy and elsewhere. Funny, Biden's flickering cognitive ability. Don't put them under your real live Christmas tree, though. You gotta tell certain people stuff like that. Let's go back to the telephones, and then we're gonna get to Elon Musk we have Democrat prosecutors, district attorneys in the United States overseeing these crime waves and the murder frenzies. Have a holly jolly Christmas. Let's go to Terry, calling from South Carolina. Terry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, buddy, I've been listening to you since you were on Nights.
Really? That's a while ago.
Politics in the pint. But I had a question or a comment and then two questions.
Uh-huh.
You know how people in history are sometimes ahead of their time, like Galileo and Da Vinci, and people, you know, they come up with something and they're right, but everybody thinks they're wrong.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, maybe it's time for the Olympic Committee to give the East German swimmers back their medals.
The women's,
that's one comment.
The women swimmers, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Copernicus, and give the East German swimmers who, you know, were rather manly, I think it would be fair to say. Now, I don't have all the time in the world, so I want you to get to all your points.
One more. So, yes, they were, and I can go into that, but I'm not going to go into. My other comment was, or question was, you know, Virginia had a governor that, you know, was dressed up in a Ku Klux Klan sheet and who's a doctor that put the babies aside.
Right.
Maybe CNN could reinstate Kermit Gosnell and hire him to do shows from prison.
You know, I tell you what, National Panhandler Radio had cop killer Mumia Abu-Jamal on a weekly basis. I don't see why CNN couldn't have Kermit Gosnell on, too, right in the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
You know, the Democrat Party is the party of terrorism. You know that, right? They created the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, America's, I think, oldest terrorist organization, racist terrorist organization, but oldest terrorist organization. And they gave us the Weather Underground and the Students for a Democratic Society bombing government buildings and, you know, kidnapping and killing cops and robbing armored cars to, you know, fund the revolution. And of course, you know, that Patty Hearst thing, the Symbionese Liberation Army, all left-wing radical Puerto Rican group bombed the Capitol. And they, you know, crazy assassins. We had an anarchist shot President McKinley, a Democrat shot and killed President Lincoln, a communist shot and killed President Kennedy. You know, it's a, this is the real version of history. And now they have their guy, George Soros. Why is this Hungarian billionaire immigrant so interested in selecting district attorneys across the United States who are radical leftists who don't believe in enforcing laws and stuff? I want to get to, you know, the spawn of terrorists, Chesa Boudin, who's a Democrat in good standing, Ivy League education, you know, all the advantages, terrible, awful country that we are. And I want to get to him in just a minute. Because, once again, you know, like Alec Baldwin said, well, it wasn't my fault. I don't feel guilty. I didn't point the gun at her. I didn't pull the trigger, right? He didn't point the gun. He didn't pull the trigger. Yet somehow the woman was shot and killed. He's killed the same number of people that the Omicron variant has killed in the United States as of now. So I want to get to that in a moment. But before I do, there was a funny tweet and headline from the Babylon Bee people, and they were mocking Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi disappointed. We'll never get to find out what was in Build Back Better bill, right, is the headline and the tweet from the Babylon Bee. And they do funny stuff because they're funny. And these guys, the editors of the Babylon Bee, they called the richest man in the world Elon Musk. And he is the richest man in the world. Am I right about this? Yes, he is. He's richer than Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post. Am I right about that? Yes, most certainly am. And there's another kind of interesting thing about Elon Musk. You know, he was born in Africa. So I guess that means that he's African-American, right? He's South African. I actually have a couple of friends from South Africa, and they also say that they're African-American because, you know, kind of. He was born in Pretoria, South Africa. I've been to Pretoria, South Africa. Look out for the carjackers there and the home invasions. A lot of difficulties in Pretoria, South Africa. Cape Town is, a prettier city. Table Mountain, all that stuff. Zulu. I have a nice Zulu spirit home. And I have, what else do I have? Beaded bracelets from Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was held. I went inside of Nelson Mandela's jail cell. I have a photograph of myself somewhere inside of Nelson Mandela's jail cell. They let me out pretty quickly. Lickety-split, as Chaz Bono likes to say. And I have a rock, part of my rock collection from around the world, from the wall outside of Nelson Mandela's jail cell, the jail on Robben Island off of Cape Town, South Africa. But I digress. Enough about me. So Elon Musk was born in Cape Town, in Pretoria, rather, South Africa. And that means he's African-American, right? And he's the richest man in the world, possibly the history of the world. What a country, huh? Is this place great or what? So Elon Musk was minding his own business. Well, I think he sent out some funny tweets lately, some funny tweets making fun of Democrats, a couple of Democrats. Well, the people at the satirical website, I guess is the correct characterization, the Babylon Bee, they contacted Elon Musk and said, hey, we'd like to do an interview with you. Would you do an interview with the Babylon Bee? And he said, yeah, sure. Now, you got to come to Austin, Texas, where he was. I don't know if he lives there full time. He moved to Texas from California because California is so hostile to business and to economics and to Western civilization and to the United States of America and to people that love freedom. So he moved to Texas. He relocated to Texas. And he said, if you guys come to Austin, Texas, I'll do an interview with him. And they said it was an hour and 45 minutes long. Now, what I saw posted today was just under an hour. It was 50-something minutes. But Elon Musk, richest man in the world, African-American, sitting down with the Babylon Bee, and they're talking about what's funny and what's not funny and whether the Babylon Bee is funny, which it is. And The Onion used to be funny, but they stopped being funny because they started being leftists. You know, they're lefties. You know, they had a funny thing when Joe Biden was vice president. Shirtless Biden washes Trans Am and White House driveway. Picture of a Trans Am Joe Biden. But then they stopped being funny because we're living in the reign of terror. And you must not deviate from the Democrat Party line or you will be flayed publicly. It's like Torquemada, the Inquisition. So what a show. The Inquisition, here we go. We're on a mission to convert the Jews. It's like going to school in Washington, D.C., isn't it? Reenacting the Holocaust and torturing Rottweilers to death, leaving them to, that's defrauding the state. No problem. No problem there. So here's Elon Musk talking to the fun people at the Babylon Bee.
I used to be a much bigger fan of the Onion, but then the Onion just seems to have gotten really politically correct. You know, it's sort of gone a bit, but in the SNL direction, somewhat leftist. As you know, it will not really make fun of anything on the left, and it used to be much more even-handed.
Well, that's exactly right. The Onion used to be funny. Because being funny requires that you make fun of everybody. You're in comedy, not politics. But as Dave Chappelle demonstrated recently, I mean, for years now, we've been talking about this on this show for many years. And, you know, everybody from Chris Rock, the Eddie Murphy, they all stopped doing comedy because the left is the most intolerant gang of authoritarian no-funsters that you're going to find anywhere. And they don't like comedy. They kill comedy. They murder comedy. Dave Chappelle told these stories, if you watched his latest thing, about transgender stuff. The left went after him like the jihadis that they are. And Dave is comfortable enough financially and so on where he said, well, you know, he doesn't take their guff. I'll say guff because I'm on the radio. But they've destroyed comedy. And The Onion, they went that way. And as Elon Musk just said, Saturday Night Live went that way. And late night TV, you know, the Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert, they've all gone that way. It's just they're not even going for laughs anymore. They're going for applause from left wing audiences, because if you make fun of them, as we know, they have very thin skins and they're completely intolerant of almost everything. And certainly making fun of them is not tolerated, although we learned from Saul Alinsky. You know, Barack Obama was an Alinskyite and Hillary Clinton an Alinskyite. And in Rules for Radicals, radical left-wing guidebook, they explain that ridicule is your most potent weapon. And I've been using it for a decade and a half on the radio because I learned, you know, read the enemy's playbook, like Patton read Rommel's book. You must know what they're up to. But they're completely intolerant of that. So you can't make fun of them or they go crazy. Well, they start out crazy, but the crazy comes out. And so, you know, what happens is, and the net effect is, that they've murdered comedy in America. There really is very little stand-up comedy left. My best girl and I used to go to the Improv so frequently in Washington, D.C., and I've been going since California in the 80s and, you know, saw Sam Kinison live before he was famous. And we used to go so often we had the Improv T-shirt, which meant you could go free on Tuesday nights, get in for free on Tuesday nights, when they usually had the, you know, not your top-tier comedians, but nevertheless, a lot of fun. And now they've just murdered it. The comedy circuit, the comedy store circuit, the Improv and so on, has been murdered. Although we did go to a comedy place in Austin, Texas, about a month ago, a little over a month ago. And it was okay, and it was all right. But in any event, and Saturday Night Live, they don't do comedy. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert don't do comedy. They do politics. And it's always Democrat Party seal of approval stuff, right? It's anti-Republican. It's anti-American. We had this discussion at my friend Randy's house the other night at a Christmas party, having eaten food and having cocktails. I said, if you can make fun of Republicans and make fun of Democrats, I'll laugh at it if it's funny. I always have for many years. But now it's just one side. So it's not actually coming anymore. And that's what Elon Musk was observing here correctly, because he's no dope. And he talks a little more about Saturday Night Live.
Many, if not most, of the SNL episodes are kind of a moral lecture on why we're bad human beings,
right.
Instead of comedy.
Yeah.
So, and again, won't make fun of anything on the left, really. Like, you know, they'll beat up on Ted Cruz 17,000 times.
Right.
You're like, okay, we get it. You know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's, Ted Cruz is bad. Yeah, the smartest guy in his law school, according to lifelong Democrat Harvard law professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz, who has been banned by the Democrat Party and from social circles on Martha's Vineyard because he doesn't demonstrate his fealty to the party every day. It's just amazing. And then he explains, you know, what comedy is supposed to be. And any good comedian will tell you that Elon Musk is right. Dave Chappelle will tell you Elon Musk.
There are just a lot of no-fly zones with a lot of comedy. And then you realize that's like, wait a second, is the comedy getting at an essential truth or is there a propaganda element or is it trying to push you in a particular direction or getting to an essential truth that is humorous?
Mm-hmm.
And when it stops trying to get to an essential truth that is humorous, then you know it's just not that funny.
Then it's just not that funny. That's exactly right. Fox News has a story today, Elon Musk, on why you won't see him on CNN anytime soon. You know, they've had these scandals, but they're non-scandals because they all protect each other. The Washington Post doesn't cover it. The child molester contingent at CNN, another producer just at the end of last week. This one was Jake Tapper's producer, another child molester. Then they had the producer for Chris Cuomo and John Avlon. With a child molester, 9-year-old girl, and courting the parents and across state lines and grooming them. And, you know, CNN, no big deal. And Elon Musk says on why you won't see him on CNN anytime soon, I'm not perverted enough. He says, I'm not perverted enough. The Fox News writes, CNN has struggled through a series of embarrassing scandals. You know, they're only scandals if the media talks about them. If they don't, then Tesla CEO Elon Musk declared he's not perverted enough to be welcomed on CNN as the liberal network struggles through a series of embarrassing scandals. Good fun stuff. So I watched a bunch of this morning, and I thought, I could kind of care less one way or the other about Elon Musk, but I thought he was very likable and sensible, and he's not like a big righty or something. He is just doing common sense. Now, speaking of big lefties, the lefties and George Soros, millions of George Soros dollars for some inexplicable reason, Hungarian-American billionaire, funding from suburban Virginia to Philadelphia to Chicago, Kim Fox, who's in trouble, ethical troubles for the Juicy Smollett thing and all that. Chesa Boudin, you know, San Francisco, and all these cities are going through a massive crime wave and the biggest spike in homicides we've seen in 100 years of record keeping. And never mind all that. Chesa Boudin, who is the spawn of cop-killing radical left-wing terrorists from the Weather Underground. So, well, don't look at me. Search me. None of this is my fault.
This is not based on any one administration or any one policy. This is a trend we're seeing across the country. It has nothing to do with my policies.
That's right. It's a trend we're seeing in cities where radical left-wing district attorneys are not prosecuting crime, letting people go without bail, like the guy that committed the massacre in Waukesha, Wisconsin, like Philadelphia, like Chicago, like San Francisco, like Los Angeles. And again, Chesa Boudin, both of his parents are Weather Underground cop killers, David Gilbert and Kathy Boudin, a bastard child, of course. And then when they went to prison for being serial cop killers, they were raised by terrorist William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who, of course, helped launch Barack Obama's political career in their living room in Chicago. Chesa Boudin.
We cannot simply arrest and prosecute our way out of the problems that are afflicting the Tenderloin and so many parts of our city.
Well, you can stop calling it the Tenderloin, for one thing. You know, it's not a good name for a neighborhood. Secondly, when you have crime, yes, you arrest your way out of crime waves, and you put people in jail for crimes. He says you can't arrest and prosecute your way out of a crime wave. That's exactly what you can do. In Philadelphia, they've got another George Soros radical leftist, and they shattered their homicide record this year. Pay no attention to that. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I think it's important that we don't let this become mushy and bleed into the notion that there's some kind of a big spike in crime. There isn't. There is not a big spike in crime. That is not true. There is also not a big spike in violent crime. Neither one of these things is true. Basically, we don't have a crisis of lawlessness. We don't have a crisis of crime. We don't have a crisis of violence.
Other than the homicide record for the history of the city, 500 and some odd people murdered in Philadelphia this year. They crossed the record for homicides in the city of Philadelphia well over a month ago, I believe, about a month ago. And it keeps on marching ahead. But, you know, pay no attention because the George Soros radical leftist spawn of terrorists who get haircuts and shave and put on men's clothes, in most cases, in public, you know, Brooks Brothers suits, and then they come out and they turn the place into a festering boil of death, you know. And don't forget, Joe Biden wishes you a holiday season of serious illness and death.
Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yes, Christmas is almost upon us. I do think the kind of funny, the Joe Biden Christmas card meme making the rounds. Him standing in front of Christmas decorations, holding his iPhone in his hand like he's taking a picture of you with the usual buffoonish look on his face, wishing us all a holiday season of serious illness and death, which is what they keep peddling. And, you know, all these people we played yesterday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to crack down on the Senate. Now, how we go about doing that, I don't know, but rather third world, rather fascist. CNN invited a guy from Baylor University, a medical doctor, on Peter Hotez. And he's tired of this disinformation getting on. This is the beginning of, or we're midway through the crackdown on the free flow of speech and information in the United States of America. And as he condemns false information, he's actually spreading incorrect scientific information.
Anti-science aggression is now probably one of the leading killers of young adults in the United States. What they've got to do is create an interagency task force that brings in Homeland Security, the Commerce Department, the Justice Department. We have to bring in the State Department and really take a hard look at how we dismantle the anti-vaccine, anti-science empire.
As an empire, we need to dismantle, use all of the government resources available, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, the State Department. The State Department? To dismantle the anti-science. This is it. He says that this anti-science aggression, and you listen to how aggressive he is, and probably one of the leading killers of young people in America. Now, if you're aware of the science, the leading killer of young people in America is drug overdoses and opioid overdoses, and the opioids are coming from communist China, where the Wuhan Red Death came from, generally through Mexico, up through our open border, and killed more than 100,000 Americans last year. Now, that's science and that's fact. Maybe we should have the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the State Department involved in that. That might be good if you're really worried about the leading killer of young people in the United States, America, which obviously you're not, or at least you're incredibly ill-informed. Also, homicide is the leading cause of death for black males age 44 and younger in the United States of America. So now that's science. And those are areas where the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and sometimes international drug trade and everything, even the State Department, might be worth bringing in. But that's what you get from CNN and a box of Cracker Jacks.
Ah!
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.